Part two of the horror talk of Valak. Sister Irene possessed. Fighting the nun scene. Damn it. Stupid. And there's an ending, of course.
You don't mind. It's called the kiss of life. It's just called that way. It's not really
Frenchie. What's your real name?
Maurice.
Thank you for saving my life, Maurice.
Welcome.
Now, here comes, well, Annabelle creation. Sister Charlotte shows Mr. Mullins a picture of herself in Romania with three other nuns. Mr. Mullins asks who the nun in the background of the photograph is. Sister Charlotte looks at the nun, revealing Valak to be sitting behind her in the picture. She tells him that she does not remember who the woman is, as she'd never met her. Ooh, that's something. In the post-credit scene, Valak is seen warming the candle halls of the Carcha Monastery in Romania in 1952. This was, however, just a teaser for the, at the time, upcoming spin-off featuring Valak. Now, The Conjuring 2. So, Valak first appeared during a seance to determine whether or not a demonic presence was truly responsible for Ronald DeFeo Jr. murdering his family on November 13, 1974. Whist, paranormal investigator Lorraine Warren relieved the murders. Valak lured her to the basement. Knowing how special Ed was in her life, Valak shows her a vision with Ed being impaled. Valak had continued to haunt Lorraine since then. After Ed was compelled by a demon to paint Valak in his nun form, Valak itself chooses the form to torment Lorraine, using the painting to his advantage. Well, later in the movie, the Hodgson family, a British household living in the UK, starts experiencing paranormal activity. On top of that, Jenny Hodgson, the youngest daughter, becomes possessed by the spirit of Bill Wilkins, the previous owner of the house the Hodgson family is living in. When the family retreats to their neighbor's house, Valak appears as a crooked man when it transformed from a dog before Billy Hodgson and attacked him before turning into a shadow, quoting the crooked man's old rhyme with some sinister twist to it. When the shadow reveals itself to the family, it appears to be Janet possessed by the demon, who continues to present itself as a character. This makes the family call for help, and Ed and Lorraine take the case. When Ed and Lorraine eventually come close to outing Valak, the demon that has Janet deliberately throw furniture or about in front of the camera, leading to all the paranormal investigators to dismiss it as a hoax and leave. Seizing the opportunity, Valak possesses Janet and chases the other Hodgson out of the house, preparing to sacrifice Janet. On the train back, Lorraine has a vision of Bill Wilkins himself, who reveals he wishes no harm upon the family, that Valak had manipulated him into tormenting the family to prevent her and everyone else from seeing the true perpetrator and not letting him move on into the afterlife. Soon after, he discovered that Valak is behind everything. Ed and Lorraine return to the Hodgson residence, only to find all the family except for Janet locked outside. A lightning strike hits a nearby tree, leaving a jagged stump resembling the object that impaled Ed and Lorraine's first vision. Ed ventures into the house alone, but Valak causes the pipe to burst open, partially blinding his eyes with steam. Valak, in the form of the crooked man, appears before him in Billy's tent and tries to kill him by the umbrella, but fails because of Ed's resistance. Ed eventually finds Janet standing near the window and getting ready to commit suicide, but Ed grabs Janet in time, but he finds himself holding onto a shower curtain being torn from his rings due to Ed and Janet's combined weight. Soon, Lorraine enters the room herself. She finds and confronts Valak, now as a nun, and successfully condemns Valak back to hell. Thank God. Now the movie clips, of course. Hey, okay.
Baron?
Darling,
In the water scene.
It's right here.
Thank you.
Good. Now, like the final counter, of course.
Jack!
Snakes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Awesome. Let me do part three. One second.